cats wearing chicks, so
yeah.
Anyway, the phone number is 1300 801 222. My name's Phil. I'm with Paul. This is Conservations. What are you up to? I can tell you somebody who, Paul, I know you know quite well, who's always working towards conservation and awareness of cassowaries on the Cassowary Coast, is a lady that most people know, and that's Liz Galley, who's with me now. Hello, Liz.
Hello, Phil. Good morning, Paul.
Morning, Liz.
Liz, thanks for checking in with us. I wanted to talk to you about a booklet that you've produced for the Mission Beach area, but it's perhaps not what we've seen in the past for the Mission Beach area, and you've launched it last month, but can you fill in the gaps there?
Yes, it was it's a 20-page booklet showcasing the exceptional natural values of Mission Beach. It's been produced with a Terrain NRM grant, community grant, and the graphics in it are just a visual spectacular. It's big on pictures, small on words, doesn't have any...
Paul's flicking through it now while you're talking. It's got some brilliant photos in it.
It's really trying to highlight every single thing that Mission Beach has to offer, and it's got so much. And so we're highlighting the points of difference. This is what people come to Mission Beach to see. And so it's kind of like we've been promoted a little bit around the other way. Businesses naturally want to promote their businesses, but this is a tool that all those businesses can use, saying, well, this is where you're going to come, and this is what we've got to offer. But we want to place Mission Beach in the international destination market, so that people, when they think of Mission Beach, this is the picture that they think of, and they go, I want to go there because I want a natural experience. And
oh, that's cool.
I want to stay a little bit longer, and that would be really good. It offers more business opportunities, and we're hoping that it sort of raises local awareness as well of this what special place we've got. And
so this is moving away from the don't come to Mission Beach for a cocktail. I mean, sure, do, but some good conservation related reasons to visit the place as well.
I think that would be the baseline, is that's what people come first and foremost for, and then the businesses can offer all the other things, and they can use this in their promotion. And so we're giving a consistent message out everywhere, and this is the image people think of when they think of Mission Beach. There's been half a dozen of these already on their way to the Antarctic, so it's with the Mission Beach Tourism Chairman, so that's there, so people going to the Antarctic can pick that up and go, that's what Mission Beach is about. And it's really, a lot of the stuff that's in the book, even some of the locals don't really know how important and how special it is, like our volcanic headlands, for instance, the only one in the wet tropics, and just that beautiful vegetation that's growing on that basalt soil. And the community, you know, just how the community is so involved in conservation efforts and loving the place. It gives them, I think this is really an exciting thing for the local people, because they say, yeah, that's where we live. We identify with that.
Liz Galley, you work tirelessly, I know, and you used a fabulous term early this morning when we were talking about slowing down for Mission Beach and the region, and literally and metaphorically, I suppose, because, you correct me if I'm wrong, you want people to literally slow down on the drive in and then slow down the lifestyle of it too.
I think that's what Mission Beach has got to offer, and that's the feedback most of the visitors give too when you take a look at their comments on most of that social media. They just say, this is a really laid-back, cool place. You can chill out here. And so, you know, being called a slow-down town has lots of meanings, doesn't it? We can say that because Cassowaries need to cross the road, so we need to slow down from them. So I think, you know, once we leave the highway, slow down from the highway in, and slow down when you get here, stay a little bit longer, and really experience what it is in this beautiful community.
Yeah, it's a great little term. Now, how readily available is it? Obviously, all these things cost money, but where might we see these brochures? Or, well, it's really like a little magazine.
It is like a little magazine. Like you said, it's got no ads in it, but it's not cluttered.
Oh, thank goodness.
Well, that's where the businesses can put their own ads, so they can get collectively together and go, we want to promote the adventure side of things, and they can get together and put a little insert and have these books and distribute it and promote their businesses. But it stands alone anyway, you know, and tells people what the place is about. So there's only 2,000 of them that's been printed. That's disappears pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But we have feedback from a lot of the businesses in town that they'd be prepared to finance another printing. So
it's
more sort of a local and regional. But on the website, it's got an e-version of it, and we'd like to encourage all the businesses to put a link on their websites. And, you know, just if they say Mission Beach, this is what we want them to be able to promote to people. And hopefully what happens is that people have a much better appreciation for the natural environment and more business opportunities because of it. But nature-based tourism opportunities, you know, it's an experiential thing, and having people here that can interpret that would be really great. So we just want to make that direction. I think that Mission Beach has sort of stumbled in the past a bit because they don't quite know what to sort of link their a base kind of identity with, and this gives it, I think.
I think you're right, Liz Galley. You've done brilliantly well. Liz, now, and everyone can hear in your voice how passionate you are about the place too. And it's funny, when Paul and I did a road trip to down your way, all the locals who ran in said, oh yeah, I always hear about Castle Rose from Liz Galley, whether it be online or in Verb. So you do a great job, Liz. So well done. I really want to point that out because you're a champion of that region for cassowary awareness. And what do you do over Christmas? Are you allowed to stop being community-minded and just, I don't know, have a shardy? What are the conservation plans for you?
My fundamental income is jewellery, Phil. That's what I have to do, is make a living.
Okay. It's a good time then.
The cassowary sneaks into that a bit, I enjoy doing that as well. But I'm busy making Christmas orders, and my partner and I are going to take time off and go actually up to the Daintree.
Okay.
Because of social media and all that sharing of information, we get to see some of the amazing things that can happen. So we're going to go on a river cruise and chill out for a few days up in the Daintree.
Oh, sounds right to me, Paul. You're interested? I don't think she was inviting us, but Liz, I just want to thank you on behalf of everyone at Mission Beach for all the work you do. And well done. Good luck with the brochure, and I suppose we'll look out for the next edition. It sounds like it might be along the way.
We're going to really build on this one anyway. And look, thank you very much, Phil and Paul, and hey, have a great Christmas.
Good on you, Liz.
Yeah, you too, Liz. Have a very good and safe Christmas.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, that's Liz Galley there.